This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. The DLP questions the FTC's decision to have a written hearing for the Light and Power's clean energy request. Students concerned about how the proposed changes in education reform will impact them. The Barbados Agricultural Society to establish an export committee to help farmers prepare their products for overseas markets. States of public emergencies declared in several parishes in Jamaica, and riots erupt in Dublin after children stabbed. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. The Democratic Labour Party has expressed concern about the Fair Trading Commission's decision to have a written hearing for the Barbados Light and Power Company's clean energy request. BLNP has made an application for pre-approval of investments and cost recovery through the Clean Energy Transition Rider. In a notice on its website, the FTC said the commission has determined that the hearing of the application shall be by written hearing. However, the DLP's spokesperson on Labour, Walter Maloney, believes the new hearing should be made public.
The DLP is concerned that the Fair Trading Commission is insisting that the new hearing be a written hearing and not an oral one. A written hearing means that consumers will not be able to follow, see, nor understand what is being done in this case. The taxpayers of this country pay the salaries of the staff and the stipends of the board members. Their remit is to make sure that consumers are educated, made aware, and consulted on these issues. The DLP therefore calls on the FTC to resume normal oral hearings so that ordinary Barbadians can once again follow this case.
He stressed it is the FTC's responsibility to ensure that the public is informed.
The FTC has a remit. The remit is that they are supposed to educate and enlighten the consumers of this country as to what it is that the hearing is about. And I don't know why you have this cloak and dagger thing where you don't want the ordinary consumers, the persons who have to pay for it if the decision is made that they will give the increase. Is not aware of what is happening, why it is happening, and whether or not it should happen.
DLP spokesperson on Labour, Walter Maloney. Students are concerned with how some elements of the proposed education reform will impact them. During the final public consultation for education reform held at Harrison College, some students questioned how feasible some of the changes are in preparing them for life after school. Sky Husbands, who is a sixth form student of Harrison College, identified what she called flaws in the system.
Journey specifically with university, I've noticed a dichotomy of requirements specifically for my subject choice of psychology. UK schools take a more scientific approach, whereas American ones focus heavily on the social aspect. So multiple courses of study are clearly still relevant. This isn't a case of me picking subjects badly or not having a cemented choice. I simply can't be globally competitive without both of these aspects. In response to this, the FAQ's pamphlet states that students can register using the majors and minors system. But when a subject needs writing and research equally as well as scientific and statistical skills, I'm quite literally stretched between two worlds with one foot in one door and the other in another. So which crucial aspect of my career would I have to forego? Would it be science or society?
Another student stated that focus needs to be on tailoring the curriculum to accommodate all students.
But it's not fair to then build a system based on, oh, if you have this neurodivergency, then you automatically need something. I think something that was particularly troubling for me was that was not implicitly stated. Instead, we were talking about catering to multiple intelligences. As someone with ADHD, I found myself excelling in certain subjects and not so much in others. So it's not typically about, is he intelligent? Is he passing this course? It's more about what you are doing to accurately pace the course for those with neurodivergence so that they are not at any pitfall when they graduate or move on.
A student of Harrison College. The Barbados Agricultural Society is looking to establish an export committee to assist farmers in preparing their products for sale in overseas markets. This was revealed by both the president and chief executive officer of the BAS at a news briefing to launch AgriFest for 2024. CEO James Paul said that while exporting products is not new for the local industry, they're seeking to improve export readiness.
The sector actually had exports, but there's no coordination right now in terms of, you know, we don't have that system that we targeted every year. So what we're going to do, for instance, is that, you know, we hold in the BAS many workshops year in, year out to try to enhance and improve the efficiency of the operations on farms. And the idea of the export committee will actually work hand in hand with that, because certainly from what we do in terms of the workshops on a quarterly basis and some groups and everything else like that, these are things that, of course, that the firms will be put into place. But of course, the other things that you need to do.
President of the BAS, Henderson Williams, further explained that this will seek to pull together all aspects of the export process, including branding.
There's a lot involved in export. There are testing involved, there's certification involved. We have producers who you know, export across the Caribbean, but we want to push that further across in relation to the branding and the labeling in terms, and all of those things are very critical. So we thought it important to ensure that we had a committee who would pull it together, because as the CEO indicated, this is nothing new for farming and the BAS.
President of the Barbados Agricultural Society, Henderson Williams. Founder of 10 Habitat, Selwyn Cambridge, believes more entrepreneurs need to be educated on how to build resilient businesses to access funding. 10 Habitat is an organization that works with entrepreneurs to create investment opportunities. Mr. Cambridge says there has been a trend of businesses starting up for various reasons and having a short lifespan that impacts them financially.
Most of the young people that are getting into entrepreneurship are getting into entrepreneurship based on a needs basis. So they're creating needs-based businesses, and they're not necessarily going after systemic problems and creating solutions that are scalable. So then when you create a scenario like that, accessing capital becomes difficult because your business is not scalable and you're not addressing a broader market that can create the type of revenue that you're looking for to make you attractive. So oftentimes you find a lot of young people get into entrepreneurship, start a business, and in 2 years or maybe 6 months, they're out.
He says his agency is working to educate entrepreneurs on how to build sustainable businesses.
What we're trying to do is to get businesses or get founders to start to understand the fundamental makeup of a successful business is based on the DNA test, right? And so you've got to implant within the founder the understanding that they should be going after solving problems and creating solutions that are scalable. That then starts to attract, one, the investment interest, but also create revenue flows that can sustain the business beyond 6 months or 12 months.
Founder of 10 Habitat, Selwyn Cambridge. Jamaica has declared states of public emergencies on Western Parishes, or the Western Parishes of Hanover and St. James, as well as Central Parishes of St. Catherine and Clarendon. 2 weeks ago, an SOE was declared for St. James following the murders of two schoolboys in a gun attack that claimed the lives of three people. A release from the Office of the Prime Minister said the crucial decisions for the states of emergency announced by Prime Minister Andrew Holness underscores the government's commitment to the safety and security of Jamaicans. And finally, three young children were among five people injured in a knife attack in Dublin, Ireland, that sparked riots in the city centre and which police have not yet ruled out any motive over, including whether it could be terror-related. Public transport was suspended and patients advised not to travel to a nearby maternity hospital unless absolutely necessary after clashes between riot police and anti-immigrant protesters who arrived at the scene of the attack besides the main thoroughfare of O'Connell Street. Recapping the headlines. A DLP questions the FTC's decision to have a written hearing for the Lighten Powers clean energy request. Students concerned about how the proposed changes in education reform will impact them. The Barbados Agricultural Society to establish an export committee to help farmers prepare their products for overseas markets. States of public emergency declared in several parishes in Jamaica, and riots erupt in Dublin after children stabbed. And that was the 7:30 edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network is a member of the OCM Group. You can listen to the latest news or catch up on news stories at starcomnetwork.net. You may also WhatsApp Add Me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.